Hello, welcome to Meaningful Messages with Tamika Smith, your source of inspiration and empowerment. One day, I chose my faith over everything, over second-guessing, doubt, hopeless hope in an abusive relationship to not only survive, but thrive. I chose to be better, not bitter. As a mother, author of several books, and an advocate of domestic violence, how? I discovered my voice. I underestimated myself. My message resonated with many. From Huffington Post, Good Housekeeping, The Renewal Project, TV and radio appearances, this progressive, extroverted introvert decided to share meaningful messages with those looking for a purposeful life. Get ready to laugh, cry, and leave better than you came in. Welcome to Meaningful Messages. Hey guys, hey, so we are back and today we're talking about your voice, the power of your voice. Don't you know that your voice is a tool? It carries out a sound so unique that it can amplify into other people, places, and spaces. Your voice is more than you just speaking. When you come in a room, prior to COVID-19, of course, how is your presence? Give it a thought. Let's think about that. When someone says your name, what do they think about? Granted, it may not always be a great thing, and you may not always win people 100%, but something about your voice and your presence can make a difference. Here are a few things about your voice. It is something that you cannot be afraid of. Listen, I know I used to cringe. Listen, for real. I used to cringe when working as a reservation agent for an airline company. When we had our quality control, we would have to listen back to the playback of the calls. And for whatever weird reason, I used to absolutely despise my voice. Yeah. Something that I get compliments about today. Something that I hate. Do you feel that way about something about you? Can you relate to that? Okay, then you get it. I hated it. Then God had to check me, like a good father should, having listened to Abba Father, Abba Daddy. You right. One day he was like, why are you hating what I gave you? Man, that hit me in the throat. It straight up hit me in the throat. And I was like, man, I got to stop the way I think. I got to change my perspective about that and get better at that. And that's something I get compliments even yesterday. I got a compliment about my voice. And he was like, hey, you need a podcast. Hey, I already have one. I just need to be consistent about my podcast. So why are you hating what God gave you? Can you relate to it, though? Man, it just hit me. The same thing goes for you. Why are you despising something that God gave you in the first place? It may not be your voice. It can be your thoughts. It can be your speech. It can be the gifts that God gave you. You hate, but God, people love it. You should love it too, because it's not given to everybody. That's why it's called a gift. There's some countries in the world that can, have their quote unquote free speech. If they say something, they get condemned and mocked and sometimes killed because of the things that they say. It is a gift to speak. And it's created in such a way, God created you in such a way for you to be you unapologetically. You hear that? You got to break it down. Be unapologetic about your voice. You know why? Because your voice is your identity. It separates you from certain things. It can bring you to a standard or lower one or two or three, depending on what you say. It affects your environment. Let's face it. Have you ever been in a slump? Like, look around. Like, your house might not be looking the best. You and your feelings. And when you're in your feelings and when you stay in your feelings, that's when things do not go right. So, when your feelings are out of whack, so is everything else. Your voice, it can project certain things. That's why it's always good to speak with a sober mind, even though our voice has become a keypad on our phones and we use our voice on social media. And we have to be mindful. I don't always get it right, first to admit, but we have to be mindful of what we say, because our words, even though we may not be speaking, is still our voice being carried out in the world. So That's why it's always good to speak with a sober mind. In other words, if you're extremely emotional, it may be best to write it out. It might be good also, side note, that you know, take some emotional intelligence courses, read some books, go to YouTube University about emotional intelligence, especially if you want to be a leader out here in the world, because you're going to need it. Because you're going to get tested, yo gangster. It's going to get tested. But not on actual paper. It may be best just to write out your thoughts. Because sometimes you got to do like a woosah. Sometimes. And once you project something, and think about this. Once you project it to a person with your voice, with your words, to a person or social media outlet or outlets, depending on, you know, your feelings on that day, it could potentially be too late. A person can forgive, but let's face it, y'all. Y'all know this. But you said back in 2001, just like they did Kevin Hart, you said back then this. The court of the people carries screenshots. As weird as it is, some people like to see other folks suffer and not win. It may be wrong what they said, but people carry screenshots. Jesus forgave and forgives. God forgives, but humans pretend to forgive. That's the thing. Good acting. Your voice matters. You are assigned to someone, and someone is assigned to you. You can speak in such a way that brings people to you because you carry certain characteristics that you possess, and it is special. It can be intimidating to the person that wants you to hush, wants to minimize your voice. But listen here, ma'am, sir, the confidence that you carry is misunderstood as arrogance, but you're not responsible for another person's insecurity. When you no longer value who you really are, that's when you get lost. You get lost in your confidence, your self-worth, and actually speaking and using your voice. And it's a travesty. It really is. Have you ever considered that by you being silent, you are helping the enemy win? Yep. You helping the enemy, you helping the devil win. Let's think about it. What does the enemy come to do? Because the enemy has a job, ladies and gentlemen, and it's to steal, kill, and destroy. It's a whole entire thief, a raggedy thief, that the enemy is trying to rob you blind. And I'm just going to break it down, because without clarity, you cannot speak clearly. Without vision, the people will perish. Hello, Proverbs 29:18. The enemy wants to break you down. The enemy wants to break you down mentally, physically, and emotionally. You cannot move and function properly being an emotional wreck. It's just impossible. Why? It's taking you from the promised land. We're trying to go to the promised land. The promises that God gave us. The promises of yes and amen. But when we're saying no and we're being silent, we're getting minimized in the process. We're trying to go to it, and the enemy's trying to take us from the promised land, guys. That's so good. So the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I'm going to repeat that. The thief comes only, his only agenda is to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. John 10:10, in some versions it say, and have life more abundantly. You want the life more abundantly. We're going to the life more abundantly. We're going to the life, the land of milk and honey. But we can't get to the land of milk and honey because the enemy is trying to break us down slowly and surely. But the weapons, right? The weapons gonna form, but they never prosper. And how do we stop and contend against that? We fight. We keep going. We keep pressing. We keep striving. We keep having words, using our voice. Come on. Using our voice as a weapon. Using our voice to amplify. Using our voice to silence the noise, silence the things that's going on in our mind, silence, you know, things that's trying to come against us. You know, that's when you go into prayer. That's when you get hyped. That's when you get, you know, crunked up. when you do those things so you can win. So my dear friends, I have something, you know, think about some of the things that you said. I have too. Is it adding value? Is it contributing to the world properly? And if you're business minded, or you know, you got a side hustle, let's, you know, cancel out that side hustle. This is a vision. This is a dream. This is not a hustle. This is something that you created, that God gave you, right? Does it align with your mission statements? I'm a firm believer that you need a mission statement, not only for your business. You need a mission statement over your life. You need a mission statement over your family. You need a mission statement over your friends. You even need a mission statement over your career. So once you get clarity, that leaves less space for that old raggedy enemy to prosper on the weapons currently formed. As a soldier for the army of the Lord, you can bounce back from anything. This battle has already been won before the fight even began. How about that? How about that for a clap back? Get your voice back. You get it back day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. See how things can work out for your good. Your voice, ladies and gentlemen, dear friends, should never be minimized for another level of comfort for somebody else. If they can't follow, you go ahead and you take the lead, okay? If they can't follow, you go ahead and take the lead and be great at whatever it is that God wants you to do, and whatever it is that you're sitting on whatever it is that you keep second guessing on, you go out. If they can't follow, you go out, go ahead, follow them. You take the lead and they will follow. Create your own tables on the day. Be empowered. Be inspired. Be great with this meaningful messages. Until next time, guys, talk to y'all soon.